Thank you for spending your Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House. No matter where in the great state of Arizona you live, if you'd like to talk trees, there's one toll-free number, 888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Before we get to Johnny, who's next in queue, we're going to talk to John Eisenhower. He's got his calendar with him. He's got a great resource on his website, itreeservice.com, that shows you what you should be doing each month depending on what type of trees you have. What's on our September checklist here?
Well, you know, September, as temperatures begin to drop, we can do some things that we couldn't do in the heat of the summer. Some of our more sensitive trees can be pruned. We can do our second pruning on some of our more vigorous trees that we trimmed back in the spring. So that's sort of to be on your, you know, top of your list. Also, fertilizing is a fall. You know, there's a lot of trees that need to be fertilized in the fall. Our citrus, our fourth, you know, quarterly citrus fertilizing is done now. But if you're only fertilizing your trees once a year, fall is probably the best time to fertilize. The research has shown that the stored nutrients in fall fertilizing is used for the push of spring growth in the spring. And it shows that if you wait until spring to fertilize, that you're kind of a little late in the game. I mean, it's good to fertilize all year long, but that fall fertilizing, the research is showing, gives you the most bang for your buck, because the trees will continue to develop their root system during the fall, and even in the cold of winter, the root systems are quite active, even though the tops of the trees are slowing down so during dormancy. So if you are only fertilizing once a year, that's a good time to be thinking about that. Something I wanted to mention, though, is this time of year, in September, sometimes as early as August, we have a lot of fungal problems with trees. A lot of Texas root rot is the most common. We have a lot of Texas root rot in the Phoenix area. It's a fungal pathogen that's latent in the soil, and it only is active when the conditions are optimal. And those conditions include high soil temperatures, but there must be the presence of water, and sometimes excessive water. Phytophthora, as well as the Texas root rot, are very common. We'll often find trees declining and dying and usually quite rapidly, because the fungus gets active in the root system, kills the root system, and then there's immediate a dieback of the tree above ground. We'll often have customers calling in and saying, "Hey, my tree was green at the beginning of the week and it's completely dead." And one of the other symptoms of Texas root rot is that the leaves on the dead leaves persist on the branches. They don't fall. So if you see your tree completely brown out top to bottom and quite rapidly, and then the needles on the pines or the leaves on the other trees don't fall to the ground, chances are you have Texas root rot. And it's a pretty virulent pathogen, as I said, kills trees rapidly. We had a lot of calls this time of year. But I just wanted to just encourage everyone to just be careful that you don't overwater your trees in the summer. Quite often we overcompensate for what we think are the water needs of our plants. But if we're getting seasonal monsoon rains, in addition to our regular irrigation, or worse, supplemental watering that we're thinking the trees are needing, we set up conditions for fungal pathogens to become active. So just be careful that you're not overwatering late summer, even in the fall. You don't want to set up those conditions. Interestingly, as I said, some of those fungal pathogens can be latent in the soil, but of no danger to your trees if you don't set up the conditions that allows them to become active. So again, we always tell people, when you irrigate, you want to allow that soil profile to dry out almost entirely before you're watering again. Don't put water on top of water on top of water.
If you're just joining the broadcast and you're wondering what is that sound you're hearing, we're live in Prescott at the Watson's Wood Riparian Reserve. Those are the cicadas that are our music in the background today. We will go now to Johnny, who's on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Johnny with Citrus, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay?
Doing well. How are you? Go ahead.
The question I have is, I've got about a 7-year-old grapefruit tree, and here this past year, for the past 3 or 4 months, it's been really pouring a lot of sap out of certain of the branches, and those branches are dying off. And yet, at the same time, I've got brand new branches, 3 and 4 foot long, coming up from the base of the tree. Any ideas?
All right. That music in the background says we're going to bottom of the hour news. We'll think it over here while we're on break and come back, answer that question.